Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, 97.1. Hanging out on a Wednesday, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
How's it going?
I'm good.
Is that acceptable?
Pale. No, it's fine. You're welcome, sir.
Don't overthink it. Don't. She's in your head.
Yeah, well, that's usually on Fridays.
Yeah, don't let that be every day that ends in a Y.
Well, I mean, just trying to find different ways to greet you in the morning that might be as acceptable without being chastised.
He is your friend, right?
Yes.
Buddy and pal.
Yes.
Yeah, all of them.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
I don't think I've ever said good morning, pal.
No, but that's what I hear when you say friend. It's the same thing.
Are you jealous? Do you want to be called?
No, buddy? I'm not at all.
Yeah. Good morning, Heather.
That's perfect.
How's your night, bud?
No.
That sounds more dreamy.
Let's stay away from that.
Yeah.
Fun night if you're a Red Wing fan.
Hell yeah.
There you go. That's another win here as they kick off this road trip, and I'd say that's the best road game they've played all season.
Yeah.
And now they're going to need a lot more of them because they've got 4 straight coming up on the road here as they get further and further out west.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, Tom said this the other day, right? They go on a 2-game road trip, Buffalo and New York, come away with no points. And if 4 points available, you get 0. We thought, you know, maybe if you just come back with 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. St. Louis is in the books. They've got 4 on the road, LA, Anaheim, San Jose, and Vegas. I would anticipate that of the 3, you would think San Jose, that should be 2 points, right?
Yes.
Okay. Of the what's the goal for this? What should be the goal for this team? And don't say 8 points.
No.
Okay, yeah, I know that's the goal, but
I don't know. Maybe I'm setting the bar too low. 4 points in 4 games.
Okay.
You're going out west. Hold serve. Hold your water.
Well, what they did the last 2 games, they salvaged what the debacle was last week on the road.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Buffalo and New York. So, and I think it's interesting to ask, we're 10 games in now, right?
Yes, 7-3 hockey team.
And they're second in the East in points. There's a few teams at 16. Same over in the West. There's a few at 16. Dylan Larkin's got 16 points. That's second in the NHL. He's outperforming what he typically does. He's a +9. Is this something or nothing?
Okay, well, let's put a pin in that real quick. And just, I'd like to get, because you've been pretty spot on with the number of points you think it'll need to get in the playoffs on a yearly basis. Now, it's a little bit early to predict that right now. But you mentioned that 2 East Coast road trip, 2 games, 4 points, they came away with 0. You thought they should have come back with 2. They're on the West Coast now for 4 games, 8 points available. What do you think they should come home with in this West Coast trip?
Five.
Okay. All right.
I said four.
You got to be reasonable here. Yeah.
Right. No, that's why I'm asking. Yeah. All right. So now let's get to your question with Dylan Larkin. 16 points. He's on pace for...
Here we go.
No, I'm just ask the question, all right? Because we all know it's a hot start. He's probably going to cool off a little bit throughout the course of the season. So, I mean, he's on pace for, 115?
Yeah, so not to recreate the Smarm Alarm moment from out there before we came on the air. Tom asked, do you think he'll have a 100-point season? His career high is like 79.
Yes.
He's flirted with a point per game season. I said to you, I go, how many 100-point seasons did Pavel Datsyuk have? Zero. How many did Henrik Zetterberg have? Zero. And I know scoring's up more today than when those guys played, but I told you, no, I don't think he's having a 100-point season. That doesn't mean I'm trying to take anything away or be a negative guy.
Right. I think
Dylan Larkin looks energized and rejuvenated, and I thought he's, in addition to the point totals, because everyone's going to point out, wow, only Eichel and McKinnon have more points. It's also the fact that he's playing good two-way hockey. I think about the game they played against the Oilers where McDavid didn't get on the score sheet. Like, Larkin is playing the best hockey of his career. And by the way, that shouldn't be a surprise. Like, he's entering the stretch of hockey where this should be his peak. These should be his best professional years as an NHL player.
So something or nothing. I think it's something. But I don't think it's 100-plus points something. I think he's probably, instead of being career best 79, I think he'd flirt with 90.
Yeah, I'm thinking right now 94, 95 points is reasonably on the table.
Yeah.
He's doing this without Patrick Kane half the season so far.
Here's another way of framing this. Is he a number one center? Because a lot of people have fought the idea, can you win with Larkin? He's not a number one center. He's playing like a number one center.
Yeah, I mean, I've been critical of him.
I know.
I've flirted with the idea of trading him just to shake things up in the offseason. And I'm not going to sit here and not give a guy credit when he's playing great hockey and looks like a different player so far this season. And if he's a 90-plus point player and everything else is the same, this is a playoff team.
Well, and that's the other part of your something or nothing. With the start where you win seven of your first 10 hockey games, are they a playoff team? Look, we're not even into MARCH. We don't know how they're going to handle a deadline.
Don't recant your previous statement.
No, I'm not. We don't know how they're going to handle road trips, plural. This is the first of two West Coast trips before Christmas. They're going to make this trip out to the West Coast with California and Vegas. They're also going to make a separate trip to Western Canada, I believe, in early December. Like, they're going to hit a rough patch here. And I don't know how they handle several of these rough patches. So, no, I'm not willing to go anywhere near a playoff prediction right now.
Okay.
So, Todd McLellan was obviously was fed up with it on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that a turning point that this team was going to start falling back into one of its stupid holes that it did? So far, it's responded. Since it was 4-0, they've outscored the Blues 11-2, right? 6-5.
Okay, I believe the Blues are now on a 5-game losing streak. That was a back-to-back for the Blues. I don't think the Blues are a particularly good hockey team. To your point, though, if you lose the home game on Saturday to the Blues and then go on a 5-game road trip, then you're talking about taking on water. So they avoided the disaster. They kept the season on the rails. And now we see how they do on this road trip.
Yeah.
Do you think it's something?
I think it's a little something. I do. I think Dylan Larkin probably has responded to offseason criticism and upped his game to where he has to show up every night. He's got to be a leader.
Yeah.
Maybe he's becoming the captain before our eyes.
Well, if he's going to wear the C, this is how you need to start, but it needs to continue throughout the course of the year. And again, it doesn't have to be on a pace for 110. It just needs to be able to be consistent throughout the course of 82 games.
Yeah, I think there's still going to be questions about what they do on defense. They're shuffling stuff up. They start the game last night with Sherratt, with Pelika. Maybe that ends up working. You saw a little more of Seider and Edvinson together. I don't know if that'll be an all-season thing. They're going to have to be steady on the blue line. I did listen to McLellan after the game last night, and he talked about they spent two practices working on defensive assignments and responsibilities, and I think that is ultimately the bedrock of whether this team is going to be playing like a playoff team late in the season.
But this is not if the defense has a problem here.
No, it didn't last night is my point. Now that's going to have to stay that way.
Right, but if it doesn't, you don't have to wait till the deadline to make a trade. Like, go add a third or fourth guy out there if this young defense can't play consistently, because you have something.
Right. But so you don't have to wait. You're right. You can make that trade anytime you want, but you also have more options when you get closer to the trade deadline, or at least 3 or 4 weeks from it, because other teams know what direction they're headed and if they're going to be sellers or not. Versus right now, and yeah, okay, you could look at a couple teams and say, yeah, they should be selling now, but your options will be more open the closer you get to the trade deadline, which is why people wait.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm still in a wait-and-see mode with this team.
Yeah.
But to each their own. I mean, look, I'm not telling anybody not to be excited. Like, that's a fun win last night. That's the best they've looked on the road all year. DeBrincat scored in back-to-back games. Nice to get him on the score sheet. He's had chances. Good to see him,
right.
him get those paid off. I like seeing, you know, we talk about using their size. How many times we get callers when we talk hockey and they go, this team needs to play to their size. Rasmussen feeding Soderblom in front of the net. Little big guys around the net creating chances and ultimately giving them the fourth goal last night. Like, there's things to like. There's plenty to like about this hockey team right now.
And I tell you what, the thing I probably like the most has been Todd McClellan. And the fact that he's not following my philosophy of letting it play out. He addressed things after game one.
Yep.
He addressed things last week or weekend, right? And it's just... He's not going to sit there and say, well, they'll eventually get it. It's not the, oh, shucks, you know, Derek Lalonde. It's a long season. No, he seems to be a coach. And I kind of think we knew this when Steve Yzerman brought him in. It's a little hard to drop the hammer at different times throughout the course of the season when you come in after Christmas. But now that he's had that training camp, the players know what to expect from him. And he set that tone after game one. He set it again after they dropped a couple of games on the road. Like, he is addressing the issues. And honestly, that's what I like the most. He's holding this team accountable.
Wings have 14 points through 10 games, 7-3. It's a good start. When we had Yzerman on, he had said, even after 5-1, that they hadn't played a particularly great brand of hockey yet. And had pointed out they hadn't really hit the road. I mentioned that's the best road game they played last night. It was against the team on a back-to-back that's just not very good in St. Louis. The teams they're about to play. I mentioned the Wings have 14 points. They're going to face the Golden Knights on this stretch. They have 15 points. They're going to play the Ducks, who only have 11, but a winning record. They've only played 9 games. They're going to face the Kings, who have 13 points. Like, they're going to face much better hockey teams, and in the case of this trip, a back-to-back in there as well on the road. We're going to know so much more. I'd feel so much more confident saying something a week from today, because I just don't know how this road trip's going to go, and it's why I set the bar. Hey, level, 4 points in 4 games.
Yeah.
Don't lose 3 of 4. Don't lose 4 of 4, because then, John, they're going to come back, and they'll have a chance to win some games. Just don't have your season teeter early.
Right, or it may just be as simple as, I'll go with your usage of words. Can you win two, get 4 points, and then steal a point?
There you go.
On the road.
There you
go. Can you come back with what Tom said, 5?
Bingo. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
They'll earn it, John.
Well, I know. Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you for throwing that back in my face.
Everything's earned. You can never steal anything in sports.
Yes, but then, yeah, if you're on the road, then that's why I went with your words.
I appreciated that, John. 248-539-9797. Just taking a snapshot in time with this hockey team. Good win last night. Something or nothing to start this team's off to. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit. It's Heather here with some big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan. And everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-2-Verizon/.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Five two final. Ken Cal on the call. Wings pick up a road win, part of this 5-game road trip. Probably their best road performance of the year. Going to need more of them. DeBrincat on the score sheet. Back to back games. Dylan Larkin, 16 points through 10 games, and the Wings are 7-3. Some ticket text on something or nothing to the hot start. Remember, Larkin called out Yzerman to get help for the playoffs. Maybe Yzerman called him out and said you need to play harder, meaning Larkin, and he's answered. Possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of those hard conversations certainly had to happen after the season last year.
Guys, it's nothing right now. They've proven over the last several years they'll fade down the stretch and they don't have what it takes to make that final push. Larkin and his team always fade. I hope this is the year they change it, signed Steven.
So it's, if you want to compare this to what we're talking about with the Lions, is the last couple of years, right? Good team, right? But you get to the playoffs and you fall to the Commanders. Like, we won't know and we won't have our answers until we get to the postseason. And for the Wings, it's just going to be a little bit earlier than that. First of all, you know, hey, can you get to the postseason? And it's how can you play in March when you've had 9-point leads going into March and it just dissipates?
Yeah, and we had Yzerman on and he didn't like flaunt their 5-1 start. There's a lot of work this team's going to have to do between now and the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, don't get excited about Larkin, Mr. October, who disappears after the All-Star game. Perfect time to trade him for defensive players. Go Blue Dave.
Going to trade Dylan Larkin right
your
now?
Captain and your highest scoring player and the leader. And
Yeah. Trade J-Mo!
With the second half of the Tiger season still fresh, I'm having a hard time saying the start is something. I'm a damaged Detroit sports fan, unnamed texter.
There is, I'm sure there's a lot of that. There are a lot of damaged and injured Detroit sports fans, especially after the baseball season, the last couple of, I'm not buying in, I'm just going to say it, marches that the Wings have had, or lack of marching.
That's M-A-R-C-H for you. Let's get to Adam in Gibraltar. It's like your dog. You take them to the V-E-T. Or you take them for an W-A-L-K. You don't want to get them too excited or hopped up or too scared. It's M-A-R-C-H.
Yeah, and for you, it's D-U-M-B-A-S-S.
Adam, good morning.
Good morning. I had to pause for a second to let you guys finish.
Yeah. Finish spelling. At least I spelled it right.
You did.
This time.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. But I think McClellan, I want to say it's something. It's a really small sample something, just because McClellan has created this sense of urgency with this young hockey team.
Yep.
And last year coming in, I mean, he came in probably, 2 or 3 weeks later than what Lalonde should have been fired. Last year, I think, was kind of like a feeling out point for McClellan with this team. I feel like he had, like, really no expectations since they were behind the eight ball. But coming into this year, I think he created that sense of urgency with this team, concerning the fact 2 years ago, mind you, we were out of a playoff spot by a point. And if you remember, we lost bad games to bad teams early on in the year. And I remember it like it's yesterday. We lost to San Jose. We were up, I think, 4 or 5 to 1 and ended up losing 6 to 5. That was a crucial game, but he's created a sense of urgency. And I say it's a little small sample size of something because this team is young and they have rookies and they're not playing their best hockey. So once they build that chemistry through the mid season, I feel like depending on where they're at, I feel like they will gel as like a unit, because in hockey, chemistry is very, very important. I feel like concerning like any other sport, like chemistry is important, but he's created this sense of urgency with this team early on to where it's like, hey, you need to get these points when you can, because we've seen them. They can go on 4, 5, 6 game winning streaks. But what happens right after? They go on a 3, 4, or 5 game losing streak. They cannot do that. And that's what McClellan has kind of like niched into their mind. Like,
you're right. And as soon as he sees like a sign of weakness, he swoops in. And yeah, you're right. He's helped create that. I think your word is urgency. Yeah, there's urgency, even though it's only October.
Yeah, urgency, accountability, all of those things go hand in hand. And I do like what Adam said there at the beginning in regards to when he came in. Obviously, you come in, you want to win. And it's about finishing out the season. But for a new coach, for the new team, he had the opportunity to learn about all the guys that he was coaching instead of just, hey, I'm going to try and learn about this team as a new coach in training camp. He actually had real-time knowledge of how these guys are reacting throughout the course of the end of the season. So he was ahead of the game in terms of being a new coach on a new team.
He doesn't sugarcoat it. That message is consistent. I mean, he's one of the guys who talked about how they wilted at the end of last season. He didn't run from it, and not going to run from it this year. Going to nip it in the bud at every turn. All right, the football coverage on the show today is going to be brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get to the power surge at 6:35. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, on Friday, a grandpa was fatally stabbed by his grandchild's nanny in Royal Oak. It's a horrific story. And now the woman responsible has been charged. So the grandpa was actually asked by his daughter to go check on his grandchild, right? She was out of town. The child was staying with the nanny. Yeah. Couldn't get a hold of the nanny. Said, I'm going to call my dad, have him go over, make sure everything's okay. Dad goes over to check on the child, and that's when he was attacked by this nanny, stabbed multiple times with screwdrivers. Well, because the dad never got a hold of his daughter, she got worried again and said, you know what, I better call my brother-in-law. Please go check on now, not only my dad and my child and the nanny, but so the brother-in-law went over. That's when he found the dad brutally attacked. He was able to grab the child, but she tried to attack them too. He had to run with this child basically for safety.
What the
this
hell's woman wrong
was
with
deranged.
Woman?
She was in a manic state. She stripped off all her clothes right there. What? She admitted that she did it. She has been taken into custody. She's facing multiple charges, including first degree murder and second degree child abuse. They did find drugs in her purse, some psychedelic drugs and marijuana, I believe, in her purse. But yeah, it sounds like she's still in this manic state because I don't think she's even left her jail cell. When she went to be sentenced, she was still naked and refused to leave. wild and horrific all around. A teen may be facing some charges after crashing his motorcycle, after kind of showing off, popping a wheelie in front of Michigan State Police. Yeah, so according to police, troopers saw a motorcyclist stopped in the roadway, and this was on Tuesday, and obviously pulled up to this motorcyclist, approached them, and said, "Hey, what's going on?" He said, "I'm just practicing." Then, while troopers were speaking to this one guy, another motorcyclist, a 17-year-old, approached the officer from behind, popped a wheelie, revved the engine, right? Kind of showing off a little bit, took off when they were trying to pull him over, and then he ended up crashing.
Play dumb games, you win dumb prizes.
Treated for minor injuries, was released to his father. The case is now forwarded to the prosecutor's office for possible charges. A fan is in critical condition after falling from the upper deck during an NHL game. Did you hear about this?
Did.
It happened at the Pittsburgh, the PPG Paints Arena. This was during the Penguins Blues game. It happened right away. It was right after the Penguins scored their second goal. It was 55 seconds into the first period. Right?
Holy
like
cow.
Really crazy. And fans say that there was a man in a Penguins jersey. He stumbled down several stairs before falling into and tumbling headfirst over the glass onto the level below. Police say he then fell into like the suite level, hit another person before dropping another level onto a walkway. Fan was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. And of course, this isn't the first time something like this has happened in the area.
Oh,
they had that other fan.
The Pirates fan.
At PNC Park, who was in critical condition after falling.
He actually lived and he's recovering.
Yes,
right?
He is recovering. I'm sure he still, I'm sure, I mean.
He probably still has a
I haven't done updates on
injuries.
That guy yet, but I think he lived though, but God, crazy.
Man.
Hurricane Melissa made landfall in Jamaica on Tuesday as a Category 5 storm with winds reaching 185 miles per hour. Strongest hurricane ever to hit the island. Obviously, with that came flooding, life-threatening storm surges, wind damage. But they do say the rain is what's going to cause a lot of the issues because could reach as much as 40 inches of rain,
holy
which is going to cause
moly.
Obviously wild landslides, flooding, mudslides. Pretty crazy. So the storm has now weakened. It has moved on. It's a Category 3. Well, it made landfall in eastern Cuba as a Category 3 storm. There, about 735,000 people have been evacuated. Crazy, right?
40 inches of rain. That's crazy.
It's wild. It's wild. Finally, this could be the day that aliens arrive.
Is this the Three-Eye Atlas day?
It's a weird day. Apparently, a bunch of sites are claiming that aliens could make contact today. Apparently, there's this interstellar comet. Did you hear about
this? Oh, it's all over my TikTok feed.
Is it really?
Yes.
See,
like, my algorithm knows this is what I'm, obsessed with
okay,
now.
Okay, well, be prepared.
So it's not prepared. It's not, a normal comet.
No, it's not.
We're not really
it's
sure what it is. It could be the
apparently,
mothership.
That's what some people think. Yes. And it's not close to us. It's actually on the other side of the sun, but that's apparently
the closest it's
going to be. What's going to happen is that they're going to use it. There's a whole event, but they're going to
slingshot around the sun.
Yes, it's.
I've always wanted to see something slingshot around the sun. So I'll ask the question I asked yesterday when we were talking about zombies, zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Okay, if you are confronted with an alien, how do you defend yourself?
Well, do you have to defend yourself, or can you just say hello?
Nice to meet you.
Hands. Yeah.
Welcome to Earth.
Diplomacy. Honestly, diplomacy might be our best method if they have this technology.
To slingshot around the sun?
Yeah, I don't think we're winning with what we got here.
You never know. Maybe that's the best they got.
And then they don't know what to do once they land. That's all we have.
This is the only thing we plan. So wait, there's people here?
Yeah. You never know.
You don't know.
We don't.
Today's the day.
I guess we'll find out, though.
Yep.
Do we have a time? An estimate? Like, this is going to happen afternoon. I want to make sure I'm...
I guess
lunch.
I got to go on your TikTok and look. I haven't studied it that much. I don't think
I've gotten
everything, with the update.
I've gotten everything from people who are very scientific and are playing it safe to the full-blown nut jobs who are convinced the aliens are coming today.
Oh. Okay. So, was there an ETA?
Today is when we're going to get the most information on whatever this is.
If they were that sophisticated, they would at least let us know, hey, it's going to be 12:45.
It's going supposedly in and out of our solar system, but if it veers off anywhere, today's our best chance to get a look at it.
It's also the size of Manhattan, so this is a big comet.
It's the Martian Cable Company. They can just give you a window, 9
to
5 a.m.
Okay, 9 to 5. Okay. Yes, that's when they'll arrive,
Heather with the news. Power Surge next, 97.1.
Hey, NBA's kicking off, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. Even if you've missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who's going to score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can combine all your live bets into a same game parlay, put down a little, and you got a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now's the perfect time to join because FanDuel is giving all new customers, $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Who's the best in the NFL?
What do we do with what we have? And the sample size only continues to grow. And so just to recap from last week, week 8, Detroit was 1, Indy 2, Philly was 3, Buffalo 4, Kansas City 5, and the Rams were at 6. Mm-hmm. And so with the new results that we have, and I'm going to go a little bit deeper into some of the wins and losses that these teams have, and I've got three tiers that are just on the outside looking in. The bottom tier, and so I think the playoff field is starting to be set.
Yes.
And if you're looking at it, I'm not going to go through all the divisions, but I think in the AFC, the division that gets three teams in, AFC West, probably going to be Denver, the Chargers, and Kansas City.
No argument
here. Not shocking there. And in the NFC, I think there is a division that gets three in, but it's not the North, because I don't think the Bears are actually going to do it, and certainly the Vikings aren't this year. I think it's the West, with Seattle way outperforming what I thought they would be, but they're playing and they're showing some consistency, the Rams and San Francisco. So looking at the bottom third of the teams that are just on the outside looking in, Carolina trying to figure out if they're for real or not. They're at 4-4 right now. Pittsburgh, 4-3. Chicago, 4-3. They kind of all feel like they're
similar.
Similar.
Yep.
Also similar teams. San Francisco and the Chargers.
Yes.
Both 5-3. And the Chargers have been brutalized by injuries. And
both of them have.
Yeah. And so they're just trying to really figure things out, hold things together. Hopefully some guys come back and they can get some good performances. But both of them in those tough divisions that I just talked about. The teams just on the outside looking in and could make moves as recently as this coming week, depending on what happens in the top six. You've got Seattle at 5-2, Tampa Bay at 6-2, Green Bay 5-1-1, ha, tie. Denver 6-2, New England 6-2. New England may be the biggest surprise to me this year.
Well, Drake May has taken such a big leap.
Yeah, wait, asked the question the other day.
Is he a franchise quarterback?
Yeah, and I said, of course he is.
Yeah.
And I think...
Oh, he's cementing it every week.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. You don't have the Packers in the power surge.
No, I don't. I didn't have them in last week, and I don't have them in this week.
5-1-1.
Right.
Still not in.
Still not in. No. Okay. And so, number six, I've got the Rams. Their best wins are over the Colts and the Ravens. Their two losses are Eagles and Niners. They average about 25 points a game. And defensively, they're actually playing pretty good, too. I think they're top five in defensive points allowed per game, right around 19. And this week, they play the Saints. So, not going to learn a lot about them this week. Buffalo is at number five. Buffalo's 5-2. Their best win is against the Ravens. And other than that, okay, they don't have a really good win. Patriots and Falcons are their two losses. And they've got Kansas City. They're hosting Kansas City. And I kind of commandeered the Greg Palm game of the week. This is the power surge game of the week because it's Kansas City and Buffalo. And that also brings us to number four, which is actually Kansas City. They are 5-3. Their best wins are Baltimore, and we know Detroit. Their three losses, the Chargers, the Eagles, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. That one kind of still sticks. And I know that was before Rashee Rice was back. They're obviously at the Bills this week. Philly is at number three. And I don't know that I think as highly of them as Tom does, but
Mr. Philadelphia.
Yeah, Mr. Philadelphia, yeah. They're 6-2. They've got three really good wins, the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Bucks. Their two losses, the Broncos and the Giants. They're at Green Bay after their bye. And so we won't know obviously much about them this week, but I don't think they'll move around very much. Kansas City, I jumped around there. Kansas City is at four. Baltimore, Detroit, they play at the Bills. I started talking about Philly. They're at number three. Chiefs, Rams, Bucks is their three best wins. They've got the bye and then Green Bay. All right, their two losses, Broncos and Giants. That Giants one is it's tough to get over, but it's a division opponent.
Philly's starting to wake up offensively. The last 2 weeks, the pass game and then the run game last week.
And that's the one thing that I think is real. The run game. To utilize Saquon Barkley like he was utilized last year. And I don't think he's not always going to have a 2,000-yard season, but he needs to be a major part of that offense. It's starting to wake up. The offensive line is starting to gel, and it's really only one position. I know they've been a little banged up, but that right guard position, we're talking about the Lions with the two guards. Mm-hmm. Like it's been difficult for them to get one guy to play like they had last year. Number two, the Indianapolis Colts. 7-1. And this one's really tight. I considered moving them up to one, but Detroit didn't play, so it's hard to take a loss in a bye week. So I've got them at 7-1. They're at number two. Their best wins, Broncos, Chargers. Their loss is against the Rams, and that was on the road in LA. They are a machine offensively. 33.8 points per game. We talk about the Lions offense, and I mean, the Lions have played better defenses than Indy has played. That's why I still have Indy at number two. But they are, on both sides of the ball, dynamic. And they don't punt the ball very much. Their offense is playing at a high level. Detroit, I still have at number one. Best wins are against the Rams and the Bucks. Their loss, two losses we all know very well. It was a disaster against Green Bay and then Kansas City. And we know that coming back after the bye week, they've got the Vikings. So I don't know that we'll learn. We won't learn a whole lot about these top teams other than Kansas City and Buffalo because they play each other. Green Bay's on a bye and the Rams are playing the Saints. And obviously Detroit's playing the Vikings and the Indy's playing the Steelers. So not great matchups in the top six, but there could be whatever happens to Kansas City and Buffalo. All right, one of those teams could get bumped out, and then you're looking at possibly, Green Bay making that move in, or New England making that move into next week's power surge.
Yeah, Green Bay not a bye this week. They have Carolina, right. But correct. I mean, the touchdown favorite should get that done.
Yeah.
I think you could put Green Bay in over Buffalo right now. And if Buffalo beats Kansas City, then of course you reward the Bills, but right. The Bills don't have, they have one more loss than the Packers do, and the Packers beat the Lions.
They have half more loss.
Fine. They have a half more loss, and the Packers have a more notable win than any win the Bills have. The Packers beat your number one team, and yet they're not in the power surge.
Yeah, but they also lost to the Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
And they don't play well on the road. So that's part of it. And again, we'll find out more about Buffalo and KC this week, and I'm assuming those are going to be in the picks this week.
Yeah, we'll have Buffalo and Kansas City in the picks this week. Absolutely.
So
spread's like a point and a half, basically a pick 'em. Should be a good one. Feedback. What do we like? What do we not like?
Again, it's the same as last week. The Colts are number one right now. They've earned it. They've been dominant. I'm not going to hold schedules against them and divisions against them because they're dominating. That's the thing. And their one loss is to the Rams, who I think is a good team. My takeaway this week is who is six?
Right.
Is it the Rams or is it the Packers? And I would put the Packers right now. I was impressed with their win on Sunday night, so
double-digit road win against a team with a winning record.
Bottom line is they have the second best record in football.
They got to be in the top six.
Yeah.
Well,
I kick again, Buffalo out.
Yeah. You go to their loss and you go to how they've played on the road. And I'm just not ready to say that they've proven enough that they could be a team that wins on the road as well as they can at home.
Well, they just win on the road, right? That's part of the case is they went into Pittsburgh.
So we'll see next week. Maybe they'll find a way into the power surge.
They may because you have Philly and Buffalo and someone's going to lose that game. I suppose they could tie.
Well, I've got Kansas City and Buffalo.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah. Kansas City and Buffalo who play. Yeah. Someone's going to lose that game. Mm-hmm. It may open the door for the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. This is a ticket text Tom rushed in here. Not sure if you guys care, but the Rams have not beaten any NFC team this season. Is that true?
That is fact.
Their five wins are against the AFC South and Baltimore.
Who didn't have Lamar.
Correct.
And that was an ugly ball game, 17-3.
Well, they'll get a chance. They'll get a win against an NFC opponent this week because they're playing the Saints.
That's the first sign. I told you guys before the season, the one thing to look out for is the NFC West owning the AFC South and how it would create probably not true records for teams.
Yeah.
Make it's an happening. Extra win. Yep.
Seattle, yes. San Francisco.
So one of the other reasons why I picked Detroit over Indianapolis is the fact that they've shown that with even through injuries, the depth of this team, I believe, is better than the depth at Indianapolis. Indianapolis hasn't really been hit with any injury or significant injuries to this point. And I do still think that Detroit's schedule, the 5-2 for their schedule, is better than what Indy has at 7-1 with their schedule.
And there's just the Daniel Jones cloud hanging over. And I think because of what Sam Darnold did last year and then what happened in the end,
right.
People are holding that against Daniel Jones. I think Jones is outplaying Darnold by far from last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you look at the throws that he's making, some of the windows he's throwing into, the deep balls that he's able to complete.
Maybe the Super Bowl this year is going to be Jones versus Saquon for Mike.
Could you imagine?
And the Giants will have the number one pick.
Hey, the game we're going to learn a lot more about the Colts. Their schedule's favorable. Once we get in the month of November, they're going to go to Kansas City. They're going to play at Arrowhead.
Right, right.
So that's going to be a big credibility spot for them. For anybody who just doesn't buy the record, that'll be a spot for them to remove any doubts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the same. Indianapolis going out there is the same as Indiana going out to Oregon.
Exactly. Who would have thought? Two of the best teams in the nation from the state of Indianapolis. Or the state of Indiana. Yeah. It's 97-1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping men across Southeast Michigan restore their hair and their confidence. Over three decades, he's seen thousands walk in frustrated or skeptical and walk out looking younger and feeling like themselves again. Dr. Berkowitz isn't just a pioneer in hair restoration, he's a patient too. He's had the procedure himself and even performed it on his own son. That's how much he believes in the results and trusts his team. Every procedure is done by Dr. B and his full-time in-house medical team. There's no traveling techs, no rotating staff, just precision and natural results. He's the only physician in Detroit offering both SmartGraft and NeoGraft, these advanced, minimally invasive technologies that deliver real permanent hair. There's no plugs, stitches, or scars, just natural growth you can run your fingers through. Now, to mark his 30-year milestone, claim the Confidence Package. It's a free consultation plus $1,000 towards your procedure when you mention 97.1 The Ticket. So if you've been thinking about doing something for yourself, this is your sign. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com where your confidence grows back.
Good morning, 97.1. It's a Wednesday. We've got a chance for you to win Lions tickets later in the show. Name that Lion. We'll play along. We've got Dan Campbell, 8 o'clock, Lions head coach out of the bye week. John, your power surge, always good for generating a conversation.
Yeah.
Twitch comment says, Indy should be number one, and Detroit shouldn't be one or even two. They're not in first place in their division.
Yeah, because that stupid tie. But I do, I mean, you could make arguments for all of those.
Well, but even if Green Bay had lost the game to Dallas, the game they tied, they'd have two losses like Detroit.
Right.
And they beat
have
Detroit.
That, yeah,
so,
they have that head.
So Green Bay is in first place.
Yeah, but I think Green Bay, or I think Detroit plays better on the road, and they're more consistent in both locations than Green Bay has been.
Unless Green Bay's waking up with a 10-point win against Pittsburgh Steelers on the road last week. Look, the beauty of this is Detroit isn't going to be held to week one. They're going to have Thanksgiving to right that wrong, but that is still a month away.
Well, and you look at this and you say, okay, well, you know, how does Philly lose to the Giants.
Yeah.
That would be, I think, equal to the Lions if they were to drop this one to the Vikings this week. Now, all of a sudden, that's a huge blemish. Like, some of these teams just have that huge blemish on their record. And, it's Green Bay has a huge blemish on their record.
You had Lions 1, Colts 2, Eagles 3, Chiefs 4, Bills 5, and Rams 6, notably Green Bay left out. For the doubts that center around the Lions, right? The guy that says they shouldn't be one or two. For the people who don't view them maybe as a Super Bowl contender. What's holding you back? Like, no judgment. If you're a self-anointed Lions hater, you just don't see it. You have your doubts, however you would define that. What's holding you back? Like, when you hear John put him number one, and if you're kind of shaking your head, why are you shaking your head?
Even if I put him at four, they're still a Super Bowl contender.
There are people who don't feel that way. So I would like to try to get their feedback on this. 248-539-9797. I think they know where you stand, and I'm right there with you, by the way. I think this team is the best team in the NFC as we sit today. Expect this team to be in the Super Bowl, and nobody scares me in the AFC. So we are talking about a Super Bowl football team. But for those who don't see it the way we see it, like, we are a show of discussion. What are we missing? What are you seeing? What's holding you back? What do they still need to prove to you? Because there are some big games coming up, right? They're going to face the Eagles in Philadelphia. They're going to face the Commanders, who dealt us that awful blow last year in the postseason. What do you need to see from the Lions? Maybe it's from a position group. Maybe it's from a player. Maybe it's a specific game that you're waiting to see. 248-539-9797.
The one thing I think would hold them back, and obviously I think they're a Super Bowl contender, the one thing that will hold them back, and I mentioned this yesterday, if Taylor Decker can't go for an extended length of time, if this shoulder issue becomes a bigger issue towards the end of the season, Skipper's not going to get it done.
And if not Manu, for four straight playoff games or three straight playoff games.
And if Manu can't even come back, like, you're down to Skipper is your backup tackle on both sides. He's your swing tackle. If all of a sudden, God forbid, he goes down, now what are you doing? You got Iwosika out there, or do you put one of the guards out there and put Iwosika at guard? I mean, is what do you do? That's why yesterday I said the need, and I know you said, well, there's not a starter, it can't be a need. Yeah. Is to go out there and solidify that offensive line. Bring in another tackle that is not looking for a starting tackle, but somebody that is more capable than Dan Skipper. And I'm not saying get rid of Skip. He's great as bringing in the extra offensive lineman. You want to go big, all that stuff. That's fine. But if he is forced to start in the last 10 games, four of them, that's a huge concern. If he has to start any game in the postseason, huge concern.
It's a red flag.
Yeah, I mean, just say they play Green Bay in the postseason. Yeah. You want him blocking Micah Parsons?
Or Rashawn Gary and how they can mix it up with those two guys on the edges. Yeah. Look, we learned this the hard way last year. It's a single elimination format. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you were the better team in the regular season or if you have more all pros or if your roster is chock full of stars. It's single elimination, man. And your weakness on the wrong day ends your season. What's holding you back? If you're someone sitting out there on the sideline, not quite in the Super Bowl party, viewing this team as a real Super Bowl contender. Let's get to Steve in Clinton Township. You're on 97.1.
Hi. I just don't think I love them, but I don't think they're number one only because their two losses were against Green Bay and Kansas City. They've looked kind of, you know, not like a great team. Like, I understand Campbell goes for, you know, fourth downs and this and that. But last week, he goes for the fourth down, and then, you know, St. Brown, he drops it, which he doesn't normally do. In the first half, you know, they missed the field goal. Bates usually doesn't miss a field goal. They just look like they're flawed. And I love the Lions, and I want to believe it, but they just haven't, like proven yet. I understand they're going to play against, you know, good teams coming up. But
I'd ask you. So is it, hey, they win in Philadelphia and Steve's on board, or they have to look a certain way? Like, what are you waiting to see?
A little more consistent, but definitely a win in Philadelphia, and then I'm on board. I'm like, okay, yeah, you guys obviously are the pros, but no more than me. But win in Philadelphia, definitely, because then they're going to Philadelphia Super Bowl champion, contender, and then yes, that proves it to me right there that, yeah, they can go to the Super Bowl and win it.
At that point, Ali McNeil will be, in his fourth week back?
Yeah.
Should be peaking.
I also, I want to make sure that we don't discredit some of their wins, because it feels like as soon as the Lions beat someone, it's all of a sudden, it's not a great win. And I know that Baltimore has fallen apart, especially with Lamar not being healthy. It sounds like he's going to be back this week. He's been full go at practice. But that win at Baltimore was a huge win. And the win against Tampa on Monday night was a huge win.
Those were primetime games against teams that I think are going to win their division. Those are playoff teams that the Lions played in primetime and handled their business and looked really good.
So my holdback would be, and why I put Philly ahead of them right now, and even when you go to the power rankings of the Colts, is the offensive line, like John. And I fear that in this window of success over the last few years for the Lions, you go back to the end of 22 even, that is this really going to happen to us? That the strength has become the weakness and it's going to cost them. That's like super cruel. And that might be my Lions history coming out where – really? Everything else was ready to click, and then it's the offensive line and the Ragnow retirement that cost them?
I'm not really that concerned about the interior of the offensive line. My major concern is the health of Taylor Decker.
Yeah, I know, but if he's here, then you are retooling potentially because of this. There's a snowball effect. I'll say this. I'm not blaming it on Ragnow necessarily. I'm in the moment. It is Decker concerns, but the overall thing is that one of the best offensive lines in football is what ends up costing them. It just didn't time out right, you know? I will say what's encouraging to me is they're eighth in total offense and eighth in total defense.
Right.
When I looked up the defense, I was a little surprised by that. You know what? Super Bowl champions are usually top 10 in both.
Look, we're getting some good feedback, and we're asking for reasons, so I don't want to shout anybody down. If you have some concerns, if you're not quite there yet with the Lions, if you want to label yourself a Lions hater, fine. But even if you're just skeptical, what is it that's holding you back? It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.